we're joined on the air now by our guest for today, Marie, our local councillor. Morning, Marie.
Morning. I was going to say Aaron. Craig. Morning, Craig.
Aaron's at home, recovering from his ailments. Yes. And thanks for coming to the studio. I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Yeah. And we're just chucking around a few ideas, but I think I want to start with your line there. If you don't master your mind will master you. Great line.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
We could think about that one for a while, because to check in with our mind, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, thinking about tuning into what we're actually thinking or what we're actually saying to ourselves. So, yeah, if we don't check in with our thinking, our thought life, if we can't master that, it will master us. So if we allow it to run away, our thoughts to run away with us and never challenge any of them, then we will be constantly in that mode of thinking and trying to, stressed, whatever it is that's sitting on our mind continuously.
Mm.
And if we can't stop those processes and replace them with something else, then we're just constantly going around the mountain. Round and round and round, the same thought pattern, and it's exhausting. So if we can't master our mind, it's interesting, because we can see most of our body. You know, we can't see the inside of it. We can't see our brain, and yet it's such a important part of who we are. Do we ever check in with it? Do we ever wonder if it's healthy? Do we ever think about what we're feeding it? We think about our body when we do diets, and this is good for us and gives me energy, or this is it's healthy. Do we ever do that for our brain?
Well, that's right. There's more to diet than food, isn't there? There's also what you're taking on and what you're telling yourself. You're inner critic, right? And stuff you're taking in from the outside world, like, I don't know, if you sit around and listen to talk back all day or whatever, it's going to put you in a negative probably headspace, because everyone's just ringing up and complaining, right?
Yes. Yeah. And my mum was great for that. She was, is it ZB?
ZB, that's
sorry,
one.
ZB. Yeah. Put that out there, sorry. But, she didn't sleep well at night, so she'd have it on all night.
Yeah.
That would be feeding into her mind all night, everything that was being said on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I must admit, my mum was full of what was going on in the world, and it wasn't always pleasant. It was very negative. There was a lot of negativity there, and I found that very difficult to have a conversation around, because it was just constant, this and that. And there's no reprieve. There's no hope there. And so I can't yet be around that for very long, because it feels very hopeless to me. So I need to find but what can change here? What can we do to make this better?
My parents like that too. They'll sit around all day, listen to ZB all day long, and it's the same thing. You're trying to have a conversation. Well, beautiful day or whatever. Oh yeah, it's gonna
it's gonna rain.
Yeah, it's gonna rain tomorrow or whatever. And yeah, too muddy, too dry, whatever, it's always something like that, And I don't know what you do about that, really,
It's it's a mindset.
Yeah.
As I said, if we can't master our mind. So I mean, one place to start probably is thinking about, what are we feeding our brain? Ginkgo's good, I hear. There are some vitamins out there that are supposed to be really good for our, eat salmon, fish oil,
salmon,
it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
So there's a good start, maybe think about, we take vitamins for our body, vitamins for our brain, start thinking about what can I do to support this great thing that I work from.
Yeah.
And maybe from there, thinking about, now what do I feed my brain?
Yeah.
And we were talking about this before, what is it that if we were to look at the end of the day and our mind and everything we've fed it for that day, how healthy would that plate look if that was food?
Yes.
Is it full of junk food, like lots of fatty, not even any meat in there, it's just all the good crispy bits with the fat in it? And maybe some chocolate and bits and pieces in there. None of it's good. Where's the healthy stuff? And so if we were to do that and lay it out on a plate, how healthy is your mind?
Yes. And what can you do to improve your mind's diet? Focus on the positive things, maybe? I mean, there's a big difference talking to someone who's negatively focused, like we're just talking about, and someone who's positively focused, I feel like. And I don't think anybody's stuck in one way or the other. I think it's a series of choices, right? It's not like, oh, I'm just negative, that's the way I am, or, you know, I'm positive or whatever, or that's the way I am. It's not, well, for me anyway, it's like you can choose either of these ways, right? It's how you're aware of yourself, I suppose, is one way to put it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Are you aware of how you're coming across to other people? Like, are they enjoying your company, or are they backing off, like out the door really quickly, like, oh, got to go? You know, like sometimes there's some red flags there around in our friendships that might show that maybe we're, yeah, you know, our conversations are a bit negative or not something that people want to be around, or maybe you get with other negative people and negative plus negative does not equal positive. It's going to be a minus, so it's probably, I don't know if that really works with two negative people together. It's almost like a negative person does need pushback to help them find the more negative things to say. Like, I don't know. It's draining. I find that very draining. Yeah. I can't personally be in an environment like that, because it's a hopeless situation to me. I've always got to look at, well, how do we move through this, or what can we do to support ourselves or make ourselves stronger, or what is it, what do we need to do? I'm not more that person than the one who's going to go, oh yeah, that's, and go down misery street with you, unless it's something that, you know, is obviously upsetting for the person.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go and put 10 more negatives in there just to be agreeable with you.
Yeah.
Our friendship may suffer. because to me, that's not mastering your mind. That's just allowing other thoughts and other opinions to come out and be regurgitated like some seagull feeding their young. You know, terrible picture, but it is kind of like that. Do we want that? You know, we've got to look at what are we feeding on. Really, really, we do. This is a great place to start.
Yeah,
because I don't think we do. We just, like we say, we go through our day. We start it with the news, and we may end it with the news. I don't know how much of that is going to be very uplifting or give you a sense of there's some hope around us. And we need to find hope again.
There's always hope, right? There's always hope. Yeah.
There's always hope.
Yeah.
I believe that. There's always a way through.
Yeah, me too. I believe that.
Absolutely. I would say that there's many people that would not feel like that.
Yeah.
That would be in very hopeless situations in our country. That are struggling day to day just to survive. So it does feel hopeless. So if we've got people like that in our country, then it's up to us to help them feel that they're not hopeless. This isn't a hopeless situation. I can't believe in such a small country we have so many underprivileged families, you know, children starving. I mean, hungry. It's not right. Yeah. Or not... not being able to be warm enough in the winter, or not have enough bedding for their beds. It's, you know, we're a small country. We really, I almost want to use the word need to deal with this.
Well, of course, I feel like we need to,
You know, needers can be like, oh, you need to do this, we should be doing that. And actually, you know, sometimes we do need to be kicked up the butt like that, and we do need to do something, because... when you look at us, and we're two islands, really, excuse me, north and south, and we claim ourselves to be one country, but I think there's a body of water between us. We're actually two islands. We're very small. We can go from one side to the other in a day.
Yeah.
That's not a big place. So if we maintain and look after our people, there's something very wrong with the system. It's not good enough.
I mean, it's not like, you know, we produce, you know, what, 40 times as much food as we actually consume in this country. We export a lot, you know, and wool, heaps of stuff like that, you know. Wool and blankets, plenty of tucker, and, you know, we've got
it all
plenty
here.
Of pine forests, you know.
Yeah.
Make house or whatever. So, yeah, it's just, yeah, something's not quite lining up.
Well, like you say, it's export.
Yeah.
Import, export is what it's all about.
Yeah.
We've got to get things from the other country that we actually make ourselves. I don't know. It does my head in. I can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me like that. Yeah, I think we are self-supportive, but it's not the world we live in. So, you know, our people miss out, and that should never be the case.
Mm.
We should only give out of abundance, not give out of what we don't have. We should always give out of what we do have, and we don't have enough. If we're not feeding our people, then we don't have enough.
Yeah.
We don't have enough to give out to make money from. That's cruel.
Mm.
So yeah, it's almost, I want to say it's an embarrassment to us that we're like this.
It kind of is, really, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, but I must admit, you know, and I talked about this last time. You know, we rely on the government to fill all the gaps, and so we look to the government when things are going wrong in our country. I believe that it's time for us to actually look to ourselves. Look to communities, look to each other, and stop trying to look at our parent, which is the government, for affirmation that we're doing a good job, and just get on and do it.
Yeah.
Regardless, that's what I believe. To stand up as people, caring for each other, and especially in community.
One thing
we should never be is hungry.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, we're lucky in Whangarei here. I mean, it is a strong community. And I mean, just reading out before Friday night, the food bank's going to have a free kai night here in the supper room in the town hall. Don't forget that, everybody. So just come along and have a kai with everybody.
I think that's great, because it's not just about the food. It's about connection.
Yeah.
It's about being with people. And in community, we need to be connected, and sharing a meal together and time together is a great way. I mean, come out and enjoy it. Enjoy the space. Enjoy the people, and enjoy the time. It's what community is all about.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that's one of the walls of the Te Whare Tapawha model, of course. You know, community, and then there's physical, you know, which is food and that, and then. But one wall, I don't know. I kind of feel like most people kind of maybe don't know how to approach is the spiritual wall of the Te Whare Tapawha, I guess. Maybe give a quick rundown of the model, just in case anybody doesn't know what it is, Marie. But I'll presume,
Te Whare Tapawha model was created by Mason Jury, and it's talking about the four walls of our health and wellness. So you've got your physical, your emotional, mental, spiritual, and your whānau. And at the bottom, you've got your foundations, which is our tūranga wāwau, our place of standing, which is a place that I like to start from. But looking at the spiritual wall, the four walls is, if we look at our house, the walls are the strong, what hold the whare up. Foundations too, if they're not built strong, then, you know, if something happens, the whole house is going to be affected.
Mm-hmm.
But each one of these walls, as they represent us, who we are, what I go through is I go through and scale those walls from 1 to 10. So whether that be that wall be weak or strong. So if it was my spiritual wall, from 1 to 10, how do I feel I sit in that? And for me, that's quite a high wall. I'd say around a 8. You know, if it was my physical wall, I might say that's at about a 4 at the moment. And the question would be, what would take me to a 5? Not what would take me to a 10, but what would take me to a 5? So what's the next step I need to do to increase this wall that's a little bit shaky at the moment? So, you know.
What are you going to do, Marie? Go for like big long swims, big long walks or something?
Walks. I started yesterday.
All right.
I used to start a little while ago, but I wasn't committed to it. I'm feeling like I'm starting to get a bit more committed to it now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because we all, you know, we've got to keep looking at our physical health and our mental and emotional, and that's what I'm talking about with our brain. You know, if you don't master your mind will master you. That's part of that mental and emotional wall. You know, if we let our thoughts get away with us, you know, and go down the rabbit hole, yeah, we're going to be affected by that. Negativity is going to have an impact on our life. So we were talking off here, you know, you wanted to know about the spiritual wall, and and for me, you know, I'm a Christian, I have a faith, and I go to church. So my wall there is quite strong, and people, you know, you ask the question, well, what is the spiritual wall? And it's interesting because as humans, you know, we think of ourselves as a body, and we see that, but we are mind, body, soul, spirit, you know, and the spirit is something that we don't actually... We don't see it. We don't acknowledge it. Yet it's there. It's definitely there. You just need to do some research, and you will find there's plenty of research around the spirit that we have one.
Yeah.
But like the wind, you know, we can't see the wind as it's moving around, but we see the impact of the wind. So we know it's there, and we can feel it at times, and so we know it's there. And the spirit is the same. Unfortunately, if we haven't activated that part of us, then it's inactive. And so maybe we're not intuitive as we may be, or maybe not as sensitive as we could be, because that part of us hasn't even been acknowledged or activated. It's not working. And that's like any part of our body. If we stop using our legs... You know, just stopped using them, then they wouldn't, after a good amount of time, they're going to stop working. You know, they're going to lose all their muscle capacity. We might want to stand up one day and we're just going to fall down because we haven't strengthened them in any way. We haven't paid them any attention.
That's right,
And so it's the same with our spirit. If you've paid it no attention, it's not working for you. It's not doing anything. It's sitting there dormant. So activate your spirit. How do you do that?
That's the thing. How do you do that? But I remember seeing like it was reasonably recent, but a research. I don't know if you've seen it or not or whatever, but it's like people who practice some kind of spirituality, whatever it is, there's like an extra layer that goes on top of their brain. Have you heard about that?
No, but it sounds interesting.
I'll try and find it and send it to you if I can find it. Yeah, there's like a layer on top of your, I think your neo, what's the name at the top? Neocortex? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I don't know, but I'm
Yeah. There's like people who.
I know the frontal cortex.
Yeah. Prefrontal cortex, yeah, something like that. Anyway, people who do practice some kind of, any kind of spirituality or whatever, there's like, there's an extra sort of bit that, you know, lights up in the brain, obviously. So, it's all kind of tied in. Yeah, I'll try and dig that out for you. I saw it somewhere. Yeah.
And isn't it great that we've got the research to show that?
Yeah.
Because, again, it's not something we can see. So we don't know about it. And we're not encouraged in any way. In fact, we're discouraged these days to talk about spirituality, to think about it. We've been put off by...
That's really interesting in itself, isn't it? It's like, you know, one of the banned things from like the dinner table maybe a generation or two ago. Don't talk about politics or religion kind of thing, or whatever, you know. And I wonder if it's hangover from that, maybe.
We don't want to cause an argument.
Yeah.
Interesting that, why would we? Why would you want to put those together anyway? Yeah. Politics and that... Well, that's what they say, politics and religion, right? And so religion is what people are put off. But that's not our spirit and our spirituality.
Well, no, that's right.
Religion is a man-made process, rules and conditions to be a certain way. That's not
That's a good way to put it.
Spirituality.
Whereas spirituality, on the other hand, Marie, for you is?
Well, it's my faith. I'm definitely Christian through and through. Grew up in a very spiritual home, not a Christian home. My dad had was very spiritual. My dad was a natural healer.
Interesting.
He was a colour therapist, and we had a pyramid in our backyard that had two beds and it was that big. Seriously. And he had a clinic, and we, you know, he was very much into the spiritual way.
Interesting.
So my eyes were very open very early on to the unnatural world, I suppose you'd put it. I journeyed through lots of different religions, I suppose, and thoughts, and Eastern, and trying to find, I guess, my place in all of this, and what fitted in me. And, you know, there were certain things I followed for a while until I realised, actually, this is ego. This is all about the ego or money. You know, it's all about the money. Yeah. I started to see things, you know, and dare I say, even clairvoyance and all that kind of way of being. It's money, 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 lots of money in that.
Yes,
you can cause a lot of damage in a person's life. And so I started to question a lot of the things that I grew up around. I kept some things and I dropped some other things away until I came to a place which really fitted me. And everyone, we need to take care of the spiritual side of us. Yep. If we don't, like I say, it's dull. This is to how do I connect into the spiritual side? I mean, that was one of the questions you asked off air.
Yeah.
How do we, you know? For me, that's going, I found it at church. I found it in God's word, absolutely in God's word. That's where I found it. It was incredible what I learnt. I'd read the Bible before. It just made no sense to me. And then, you know, there was a time where I opened the Bible and it made huge sense to me. How does that work?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work when you read something that made no sense and then you can read it and go, that makes huge sense to me. So I got fed off the Word of God massively.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing for me from all the things that I knew and what I grew up around. It gave me a really... it was just so healthy for me, and it grew me. It was part of my journey. But other people, you know, you can go and sit by the ocean.
Yeah.
And when you feel that sense of peace.
Go to the bush. Yeah, go to the ocean.
You know, and what you're looking for is just sit and be.
Yeah.
And just allow.
Could be anything like meditation or whatever,
Just be present in the moment and allow nature to be present with the nature, you know, hearing the waves and smelling the ocean and seeing the beautiful colours on the water and, you know, being in the bush and smelling the moss and, it's all good stuff. And if you do that enough, you will find an inner peace within yourself where you go, this is what that feels like. And that's what you want to pull out and grapple with a little bit, you know, get to understand this part of you. This new part of you, really, that is of benefit in your life.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of intuition, a lot of our knowing comes from that place. How do I know what I know? I don't know. I just know it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that sense that you know something, or you know that you have an empathy towards something that other people are quite hard towards. What makes you soft? You know, often it's the spiritual side that gives us a deeper insight into humanity or being human, where we're not so hard on each other. We're not trying to rip each other apart or take each other's lives. It's such a cruel way of. It's so wrong when you realize this stuff and you are open to that spiritual side. Life has more value. You don't want to take life. You don't want to destroy another person. You want to see them do the best they can in their life, get this life and run with it, do whatever, like you know, like give it a go. You get one shot at this, like what's there to be worried about, really? Failure's all around us.
Oh yeah,
it's everywhere.
It's part of life, right?
But it's not failure. It's the wrong word. That's what we say. We, you know, it's failure, but we haven't failed. We just didn't succeed at this place, but we'll keep going, and we're learning every time we make the next step. That's, failures can stop us from moving ahead. You know, if I'm no good, I didn't do any good at that, or I didn't get that. No, but you're learning. It's okay. If you didn't make mistakes, you're not learning.
And let's come back to that negative, positive sort of thing again. Hey? If you do a failure, boom, if you slip into that negative thing and then, I'm never going to try that again.
If you don't master your mind will master you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you've got to push back. You've got to go, what did I learn from that? Because you would have learned something, even from the worst situation. We learn something to go and go forward with.
Yep.
And that's what I took from that, you know. That's what I take, and that's what I move forward with. You know, I've learnt something, and if you want to sit in negative, you'll never learn about your spirit in the negative. It's not. It's a place of the spirit is a place of growth and of life and of abundance.
Yeah.
Negativity isn't. It's not. It's no place for it there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and there's lots of different ways, like you say. I mean, it's like, yep. I mean, church is an excellent place, and you've got a community there as well. You know,
oh,
and
it's
beautiful. Think about the Te Whare Tapu Whare and everything like that. You got, but you know, there's other ways. You know, I guess yoga in a way is kind of a spiritual exercise for a lot of people, you know?
Absolutely.
Or, you know, just meditating by yourself or whatever.
Yeah, meditate by yourself. Like, you just, you could think of a word like being still. Like, what does that mean? And just being in that word, be still. Be still. Like, really drop into it and allow your whole being to drop into that. And isn't that enough? Like, when you're still, something's going to happen. You'll find your mind will run away on you, because we're so used to our mind having control. And so thoughts will come in, and it's very hard to quieten the system down when we have no control, no mastering of the mind. We'll be thinking, oh, I can't be still, I can't be quiet. Well, it's because you haven't done it enough yet. Give it another shot. Give it another try.
Yeah, it takes practice for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Go and take yourself somewhere where you feel at peace. You know, and then sit and be. You know, if it's music, you know, music's an interesting one. You know, when we said right at the beginning about what's going into our mind, you know, music can certainly come in unchallenged. And so we can be listening to a lot of music during the day that isn't, if you were to look at that on a plate, was that healthy?
Yeah.
Was the messages you were hearing or singing about, were they uplifting? Or just more negativity, you know.
Yeah.
So even that, you know, if music is somewhere you find your calm, sometimes it's good to listen to music without words, just the music.
Yeah.
So that we don't have the words running through our mind.
Yeah.
And just focus on the music. That's what brings you calmness.
Yeah.
You know, and think about what kind of music am I thinking, listening to during the day? Because we can just be blasé about things coming into this system, into this mind, and never challenging what we're hearing. And what we're hearing is what we will come out, out of our mouth and or sit in our thinking mind and mull over. That's...
it's the diet again, isn't it? You know?
It's the diet. And it's I loved it when you said that, you know. Our diet and what's it look like, and I thought, wow, that's a great metaphor. If we were to lay out on a plate our thinking for the day, is it going to be a nice looking plate? Are you going to have some good, you know, solid food on there, or is this heart material, you know, heart attack material? Because stress and anxiety and all of that all comes from our thought life. If we can't master it, it will master us.
Yeah, it's such a spiritual thing, because I don't know, it's one of those things. Anyway, I think it's most underserved of the funny top of our walls, but
I appreciate that you're talking about, because I agree. It is spirituality is not something we talk about.
No, it's not. But I've been looking at lots of different stuff at the moment. I'm a bit of a junior, looking around on stuff, and oh man, the number of stuff I'm getting put my way is I'm looking for it, you know. But just interesting what else comes out. It's like, you know, all sorts like numerology, astrology, astronomy, you know. Heaps of meditation kind of stuff, and a lot of angel sort of stuff, and angel numbers, and all these kind of interesting things like that. And I'm quite fascinated by it all, I must say. But there seems to be consistent kind of messages, and you know how we're talking about how you lead with your head, and pretty much everything you read from there is like leading with your heart, you know, instead of listening to your head constantly, you know, if you actually. Yeah, focus on your intuition, which I guess is part of spirituality, right? And sort of follow your heart a bit more than your brain. You're generally going to be probably going in the right direction.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. We used to try and separate them off, the heart and the brain, but they're not. You can't separate. You can't separate any part of the body off from itself. It's all connected.
Yeah.
So even the heart and the brain, you know, your thinking and your heart are connected. Your memories you know, and then you get a pang in your heart over something, you know, from a memory. It's all connected. With spirituality, that sense of peace is a feeling.
Yeah,
that comes from our calming our whole system down, the heart and everything. And the heart's not just an organ; it's attached to how we feel, and those how we feel is attached to our thinking and our thought life. So it's all connected,
and it goes round and round and round.
So why wouldn't we want to start filtering out some of the things that aren't good for us, and allow the things that are good for us to be filtered in? Take some responsibility over this incredible body that we come onto this earth with. I mean, it's incredible. Yet we give it very little attention, except for to say we want it to look this way, right? And if we don't look that way, then we'll get somebody who can make us look that way. That's what we do with it. We dress it up and we go, oh, that looks great. Or we could probably fix that up. Maybe we need to go and get some surgery on that. Poor thing's getting shoved around all over the place. It was perfect the way it was. Thank goodness we're individuals and that we're not all the same.
For sure.
Boring as. So we're missing out on life when we miss out on the spiritual part of us, because it's where our growth is. It's where our ability to think outside the square comes from, to create new thoughts even.
It's a super difficult one, because someone told me that a few weeks ago or something like that, you know, you're perfect as you are. And I was like, nah, no way. Yeah, there's absolutely no way I'm perfect as I am, blah, 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 blah. And straight away that chatter starts in your head, right? But, you know, so I've been thinking about it for a few weeks now, and, yeah, I still don't think I'm perfect as I am. But, yeah, it's an interesting idea, but for me anyway. I don't know if most people like this. I mean, how do you actually think, I am?
You are. It's a hard concept for us to take on, because then we think, you shouldn't really think about ourselves like that, because everyone can point out what's not perfect about me, and I can point out what's not perfect about me.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you're perfect just as you are. You're enough. You're totally enough. You're always enough. You are enough. You will always be enough, simply as we are. It's a journey. We're supposed to develop. We're supposed to make mistakes. We're supposed to get up and keep moving and develop ourselves, hopefully, towards the better. Unfortunately, we tend to gravitate towards negativity quite easily. And if we don't, we've got to get our heads around this. So this is our natural way, just to go negative. So just sit in that for a bit would be quite interesting. Imagine if we stopped doing that and went to the positive. What would happen? What would happen to our world if we stopped killing each other and trying to take each other's possessions and property or whatever that means?
Squabbling with each other over everything.
Whatever we don't own anyway, because you can't take it with you. You know, if we stopped and we went to the positive and we started feeding our people and making sure people are doing well, what would happen to the world? I don't know. Could we even exist like that? And it's, why wouldn't we want to think like that? It's probably more the question.
Yeah.
What stops us from doing this?
So
big questions. Can we change anything? Absolutely not, because it's individual, only individually, and then corporately when we all come into agreement. But individually we have to make a stand. And then corporately we make a stand, because we're actually on the same page and we believe what we're doing. Part of that is the spirit. When you've got that empowerment, you know, and you believe something and you're like, yeah, and you know what you know, it pushes us forward together. It's an important part.
I don't know. I mean, you got to think to yourself as well. I mean, we're all here for a reason, right? I mean, why wouldn't we be?
Exactly.
Instead of, I don't even know why I'm being bothered being alive or whatever. I mean,
a chapter in a book.
Yeah, you've got to be here for a reason,
right?
The book
hasn't even finished yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what chapter do you want to be? What do you want to leave behind? What legacy do you want to leave to the generations to come? And if you think, it's got nothing to do with me, well, yes, it has, because your genes and everything run through the next generation, and it's, you know, part of you is carried on, even if it's in memory. Do you want your memory to be a good memory? Mm. Like, oh, yeah, I remember Grandma Marie, she was this and that, and she did this and that. That's, you know, rather than, oh, yeah, Grandma Marie, she was, ooh, gnarly, gnarly woman, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want that. I want a legacy that my future generations can pick up some nuggets of gold, maybe, that I've left along the way. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
But there'll be
yeah.
no real nuggets of gold, mind you, because I'm not rich, but metaphorically, there'll be nuggets of gold.
Another thing too, like the whole connection thing, right? It's like, you know, if you can kind of be aware that, you know, like we were talking about, your brain and your heart and that is all connected, then I think it makes it easier to realise that you actually are connected with everybody else who's alive, and you know,
yep.
the world, the bush, the sea, everything yeah. like that. You know, I know that sounds a bit kind of wacky to a lot of people, but
it's not.
But yeah,
because how can we not be connected?
Mm.
It's all about life. Everything here is a living organism. The earth is a living organism. You know, I often wonder. You know, I wasn't going to talk about climate change, but I think that the Earth is ever evolving and shifting and changing and growing, and, you know, it's a breathing thing. It goes through its own seasons. It goes through its own changes. Do I think we're affecting it? Absolutely. Do I think we could get shaken off its back? Absolutely. Mm. If we don't look after it enough, you know, we need to be looking after this incredible place that we're living on.
Yeah.
It does my head in that we tend to think that we're beyond it, that it exists for us.
Yeah.
We exist for it.
That's right. It's that mindset, isn't it? Yeah, you know, it's here to serve us as opposed to, you know, I've been all a part of it anyway, you know.
Yeah, we have an effect on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
again, why wouldn't we want that effect to be a good effect? Mm. My gosh. Mm. But unfortunately, we don't all think like that. And we've got some real nasties in this world that is intent on annihilating life.
Mm.
Yeah. In all its forms, in all its beauty, whether it be the land that we're bombing and poisoning and killing, or the human beings and the animals. It does my head in because I can't. It's if your spirit is active, then you would know that this is not a good thing for us. You know, it's not just a head knowledge; it's a real knowledge that we are annihilating ourselves as we go through and pick each other off in cruelty, cruel ways. Hey, who am I, eh?
That's right. Yeah, well, yeah. Let's end on a positive note anyway, Marie. And so, yeah. Spirituality, anybody can access, you know, it's not like a thing you have to go through someone else to sort of access spirituality, I guess. It's whatever works for you. Go do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, first connect. First acknowledge that if you look at the Te Whare Tapawhā model, the spiritual wall is a wall standing on its own. Like, it's a massive wall.
Mm-hmm.
If we ignore it, that's that your house, there's a weakness in your house. So, you know, the best advice or the most encouraging advice I can give today is check in. Check in with yourself and say hello to the side of you that you may not have visited yet.